A wonderful new book out. I mean, you could call it a children's book. It's informative. Whether you're a child or not, it's entertaining for children and adults alike. It's a book called The Adventures of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse, A Journey Through the Orpheum Theater. The author of the book joining us here this morning, Naomi Law. Naomi, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for coming in with us here this morning.
And I have an apology for everyone.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Angela, this is a shout out to you. You're going to have to come in on April 24th to meet Ori. Ori told me to tell you, Tom, and the entire listening community, that he is a star.
Oh,
he does not get up before 10 a.m. unless it is national television.
So just local radio, he doesn't care. Even though he lives here, right? No.
And Ori is, you know, he doesn't exactly lie, but he does tend to exaggerate.
Okay.
So when he started telling me that his great-great aunt is the one who started WGIL, I said, you know, Ori, I have to go. You go back to sleep.
I understand, you know, temperamental stars, right? It's, you know, dealing with, and then, you know what, with what he and his family have done or professed to have done for the Orpheum Theater as well. I mean, I guess it's understandable that
You know, this is all about a mouse.
Absolutely.
And it's all his perspective.
Yes, yes.
And who am I to say? I mean, you know, he is Ori. And you know that the Orpheum Theater, I mean, you've heard of other Orpheum Theaters.
Right.
They don't really count.
No, this is the one.
It's the one in Galesburg, Illinois. They are going to have to add a train to the Amtrak to bring all the people to Galesburg to see the Orpheum after Ori gets finished.
Absolutely. And that's kind of the whole point. Yeah, Ori wants, you know, he wants people to know the story about not only he and his family, but about what's gone on at the Orpheum over the years. Well, let's, Naomi, talk about this. And I guess, one, how you met Ori and where this idea came from.
Well, Kate Francis was the CEO or director of the Orpheum when I moved back to Galesburg. And Kate and I met and talked, and I said, you know, I love to volunteer. And I started volunteering around town and started volunteering at the Orpheum. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. And they need more volunteers. At that time, and probably still am, I was the only usher of color. And Kate said, you know, we need more representation on our board. Why don't I take your name to the board? And next thing I knew, I was not only an usher and a volunteer, but I was also a board member and absolutely fell in love with everything that the Orpheum Theater stands for. Well, you know, Ross, Aaron, Joey, Tim, Kevin at that time came on board, and I knew more about the Orpheum probably than lots of folks, certainly. No, not more than the mice. And I did bring three mice with me because it takes three mice to make up for one Ori. Well, anyway, I walked around the Orpheum, saw so many things, had tours. I've even seen the Orpheum from the top of the ceiling because one time I was there and Ross had men in who were doing work, and they were using one of those lifters. Well, I
Why
got
not?
In, took me up, and I said, not many people have had this view.
Well, yeah.
Ori disagreed with me because, of course, the mice have.
They've had views of brought from probably about every angle in that place and nooks and crannies that most people will never, ever see.
And you will never, ever see an Orpheum mouse.
Ah, they make sure
they
that they
are
yeah.
fast.
They are fast. The Adventures of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse, A Journey Through the Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg. The author of the book, Naomi Law, joining us. Ori refused. We're not big enough. But Ori, the book is so wonderful. And, you know, so talk about the thought process behind it. Was it obviously you wanted to get some history out there of the Orpheum Theater, and Ori did as well. Ori wanted people to know about he and his family, and how they brought some of this history to the Orpheum. But was your thought process, was this more like, is this is going to be for kids, or this is just going to be for everybody to learn about what a wonderful gem we have here?
This is, it's in the category of a children's book, but it really isn't. It's a book for adults to read and then share with children. It's a book that says, well, what does the Orpheum mean to you? And for everybody in Knox County and beyond, you have an Orpheum story. Whether it starts out, I remember when, oh, we met, or I performed, or I saw the best. Everybody has an Orpheum story. And the purpose of the book is to bring people together, to read the book, and then to start sharing your stories. When you read it to the kids, they're going to say, oh, I remember when the school bus took me to the Orpheum and we saw the magician. And then the adult can say, you did what? Well, let me tell you what happened when I was a kid and I went to the Orpheum. Yeah. Now, no matter where we go in talking about the book, before we're finished, I have to tell the folks why the Orpheum is named the Jewel. There are lots of false stories going around about that, but we'll save that story just like we did in the book. Until the very end.
Okay, very good. Naomi Law, the author of The Adventures of Ori the Orpheum Mouse, A Journey Through the Orpheum Theater. And again, it's a conversation starter because same thing. Every time it comes up, I still remember my first experience ever at the Orpheum Theater. We had moved up here from down in the Bloomington area, and I was, going into second grade and saw it when it was still a theater the first time around. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, first movie I ever saw there. First time I was ever there. And then I remember seeing the original Star Wars there. And then seeing my daughter perform there with Kurt Killam's group. The memories just keep piling up for, I think, most of us.
Everybody has an Orpheum story.
Yeah.
Even if it's, I've walked by there 100 times and I've never been in, but now I want to see the inside. Or I watched something about the Orpheum on Facebook. Everybody has an Orpheum story. None of them, I don't care what you say, none of them are as good as Ori's.
That is true, and it is a great story, The Adventures of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse, A Journey Through the Orpheum Theater. Before we get to where people can get the book and where the proceeds go, was this some of the former educator in you that came out that this was something you wanted to do, or this was just something you wanted to do being an educator or not?
Well, I think it was all Ori's idea, actually.
Okay.
Not that I have mice in my house, but I was just at the computer and it just flowed. This was before the pandemic. And I would get up to do other things, boring things like cleaning the house, running the vacuum, etc. And I would go back to the computer and Ori would tell me another story. One of the reasons it was so important, because being an usher at the Orpheum, I got so many questions from so many people. Well, when did it start? What happened in the 1980s when the Orpheum almost died because Orpheums all across the country just weren't surviving? How did the wonderful people of Galesburg bring it all together? And then I'd go home and Ori would say, oh, how silly they are. They think they did it. Well, the truth is in the book.
There you go. And I'm sure, some people's like, well, was it always a movie theater? Or he says, oh, absolutely not. And we're the reason for that. We're the reason you may have seen Harpo Marx or the Marx Brothers there, or, going back to the vaudeville days and on through and, whatever different Doobie Brothers there back a few years ago and different comedy tours. And, yeah, Ori and the family had a hand in all that.
And there is a story in there about why Ori and his family all have long red tails.
Yes.
And if you're buying the book locally, you will get a tail. The tails will look a little bit different. Yep.
I've got the tail right there. See it? Yeah. And I read the reason for that. Yes, I did. It's in it. We're not going to disclose here. You got to read the book to find out.
Read the book.
All right. Well, let's talk about where the book is available and where the proceeds go to.
Well, obviously, Ori and his family would be so angry at me if I tried to keep a cent of this money for myself. We didn't argue about it. Ori put his little foot down and said, well, the first 100 books and all of those proceeds will go to the Orpheum Theater. Why, of course.
Absolutely.
And folks can go over to the Orpheum and buy the books. Now, if you look at the book is marked being $17.95, costing $17.95. Ori said, nope, it's $20. I said, Ori, how are you going to charge people more than the book is? I mean, how are you going to do that? He said, because the entire $20 goes to the Orpheum Theater. Hey, we've just been through a pandemic. Everybody's hurting. So it's a $20 donation. Naomi, you don't get a penny of that money. Okay, Ori. Well, doggone it. I was planning on buying, well, something. But what if we go over 100? Well, we're trying to build a new library. And you know, Gelsberg can't do anything without the Mouse family. So we'll be right there. We're already in that hole, ready to build. And it's going to be the Oriberg Public Library. Some people think it's going to be the Gelsberg Public Library. But
Ori
foolish.
Knows better. Yeah.
So most of the remaining money is going to the Gelsberg Public Library Foundation. So that's why the books cost $20.
Okay.
But you can buy them for $17.95 if you go to Amazon.
Yep, you can get it online at Amazon, and it's really really a great thing because yes, first 100 to the Orpheum, and again, like you said, the $20, you're you know, it's yes, it is a donation to the Orpheum, but you're getting something wonderful out of it as well,
and you get a tale.
Yes, and a tale as well. So you get the book, you get the tale, The Adventures of Ori the Orpheum Mouse, A Journey Through the Orpheum Theater. And it's, again, you're going to have fun reading this with your kids. You're going to have fun reading it yourself, for that matter. Kids will have fun reading it on their own and, you know, finding out about that history. And I guarantee, no matter who reads this book, they're going to find out something they didn't know that Ori and his family knew about the Orpheum Theater.
What year did the Orpheum open? Don't tell. It's in the book.
Okay.
Who were the brothers that were performing on the Orpheum stage when Ori's grandpa discovered his place in the Orpheum? It's in the book.
It's all in there. It's all in there.
For the folks who like the ballerinas, who taught the ballerinas to do that special leap? It's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And later you'll learn why the Orpheum is called the Jewel.
That has me interested. I'm wondering about that. And but he gives a clear explanation of it, or he gives the explanation. So the book available again. You can get it at the Orpheum Theater. What, first 100 copies are the entire proceeds going to the Orpheum, and then also Amazon. $20 at the Orpheum on Amazon if you order it, $17.95. And supporting the Gelsberg Public Library Foundation. Just gosh, it's so great that not that I don't think you were planning on keeping any of the proceeds even before Ori put his foot down. I think Ori just kind of helped you along that path, right?
Well, I have to be careful what I say.
I think he's listening. Okay.
The book will also be available at Brighter Life Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And with our friends over at Cooks and Company, and of course at the local bookstore on Main Street. And so plan to support all of our local people.
Absolutely. Now, is there going to be a signing at some point that's going to have you in? I don't know if Ori probably wouldn't take the time to do that either, but
well,
put his little mouse print out there. But
From 11 until 1, mm-hmm, at the Orpheum on April 24th.
Okay.
Ori tells me he's going to be there.
Oh.
Now, it will be at the Orpheum. We do know where he lives, on the third floor.
Okay.
So if I have to go and beg, I'm not above doing that. So the folks who want to meet and greet Ori, and I'll be there too, come to the Orpheum on the April 24th.
Well, and at the very least, you'll sign the book for him, right?
Well, he does not sign.
No, I mean you will.
I will sign. Though.
You will sign. Ori won't, but Naomi will sign your book for you. And
if you miss us there, we will be at Brighter Life Bookstore later. And our good friend, Representative Swanson, is planning something special, and we'll be meeting up with him, too.
Perfect. So 11 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater on April 24th, which is Saturday, just a couple of weeks from now, a little more than a couple of weeks from now.
Yes.
And then at Brighter Life Bookshops as well. The book is The Adventures of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse, A Journey Through the Orpheum Theater. Great history reference for one. It's a fun book. Your kids are going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to learn something. The kids are going to learn something. And Ori will be happy that that you're learning about what he and his family have done for what is called the Jewel. Huh. Can we disclose?
Well, let's read a little bit from the book. We are on the last page. "We just knew that our theater was different," says Ori. "It was the only place where the poop was shiny and colorful."
Huh, that's interesting.
"The more mice, the more poop. The more poop, the more colors. It looked like jewels." Ori says, "Our poop sparkled like garnet, pearls, topaz, and even coral." "Oh, you can't see it." "For people, the poop looks like, well, poop."
"Yeah.
It is tiny and black. Sometimes it is even too tiny for you to see. For us, the mice, that poop is precious. It comes in colors. It glows, it sparkles, it twinkles in the dark. It shines from all around the Orpheum. It is jewel-like. It sparkles like diamonds, sapphires, opals, and rubies. The Orpheum Theater is a place of joy, of laughter, and of tears. It is the place for families and singles and couples in love. It is a place of music and dancing and singing. It is the home of yummy popcorn and memories and friendship. It is a place where lovers meet for the first time. It is a place for babies and for watching them watching their first show. It is a place where young at heart dance and old folks tap their toes. It is the Jewel. It is the Galesburg Orpheum Theater. It is the home of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse.
Wow.
It is the Jewel.
Absolutely. That's great. So don't skip to the end. Start at the beginning. Read the whole darn thing, because it is a great book. The Adventures of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse, again, available at the Orpheum Theater, on Amazon, also Brighter Life, the other bookshops here in Galesburg. And again, Naomi will be there. She'll try to coax Ori to make an appearance, but Naomi will be at the Orpheum on Saturday, the 24th, starting 11 o'clock, also at Brighter Life Bookshop. Naomi, thank you so much. I really appreciate and appreciate what you're doing for the community, for the Orpheum, for the library as well. And will you do us a favor, and even though he wouldn't agree to come on, will you still thank Ori for us, for letting us know these stories?
I'll do my best. I've been trying to get an autograph from him for years, and that hasn't happened yet.
Does he shy away from pictures, too, I'm guessing?
Oh, there are no pictures of
Faith,
him.
That's what I thought. That's
People
what I
think
thought.
That's his picture on the front of the book.
Yep.
But that's his double.
Okay. Yep. Send the body double. Hey, I'm too busy for that.
He's
nonsense.
A star. What do you
exactly,
say?
Exactly. He's sitting back with the sunglasses on and sipping a Mai Tai or something. I don't know. Naomi, thank you so much for taking some time with us here this morning. And please do purchase the book, whether it's for you or if you got children or grandchildren. You're going to love it, no matter what age.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.